This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Many asylum seekers are treated like serious criminals, put in solitary confinement, shackled, while their claims are being evaluated. Those allegations come today in a report from a bipartisan commission investigating the conditions in immigrant detention centers. The report by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom also says there are huge disparities in who is given asylum, depending on where they come from and where they land in the U.S. Here to discuss these findings is the commission's vice chair, Felice Geyer, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So tell us more about the conditions you found inside the detention centers.
The guards had no training to work with victims of torture or repression. People seeking asylum are fleeing. Many of them have been detained in their own countries. Some of them have even been tortured in those situations and fear that. And yet they're thrown into a facility that often simply reinforces and brings back all the memories of those experiences they had. They were fleeing. They are in jail.
Well, what is the thinking behind that? Why are they treated like criminals, shackled, handcuffed, put in cells?
The experience in America before 1996 was the only aliens that we detained were criminal aliens. So we put them in jails, like the Marielitos, for example.
From Cuba.
Now, after 1996, anyone who can't immediately provide identification and who is seeking asylum may be thrown into this kind of a secure facility.
Your report also says there are huge disparities in who is given asylum based on where these people land. For example, someone, a refugee, lands in Chicago, he or she has a much better chance in finally gaining asylum than someone who lands in New York. Why is that if this is all run by one agency, the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, this is one of the big issues that our study revealed. The asylum process in America is more like a board game. Where you land on the board determines where you end up. There are consistent rules that exist, but they're not applied consistently.
So it's left up to the individual opinions and predilections of whoever's reviewing that asylum seeker's claim?
More or less. We had experience in Queens, New York, where we were told these people are, we've got to lock them up, basically, in cells with huge concrete doors, and they're marched around and so forth and so on. We visited a facility run by the same company in Florida, and it was like night and day. The director understood that this was a traumatized population. These were people seeking asylum. And when you came into the facility, it was secure. You couldn't get in or out otherwise. But once you were in there, people had semi-private rooms. They had privacy when they used the toilet or the showers, which they did not have, which they do not have in Queens or in other facilities. They had opportunities to study the law affecting asylum, have recreational activities, and to work. And it was just as secure.
Looking at your report, at best you're saying that the department is disorganized, and at worst you're saying they're incompetent.
There's a system with good rules that need to be more effectively enforced in a consistent manner and is fair and humane.
Felice Geyer is the vice chair of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.